We're holding Maseches Brachos, Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing on here with the Halachos of Kriya Shema, the rules regarding reciting the Shema, and particularly certain people who are exempt, like we learned in previous Mishnayos. This Mishnah is going to talk about a person who has lost a relative for whom he must mourn. That is one of the seven relatives known as the Zayin Krovim, one's seven close relatives, meaning his mother, his father, his sister, his brother, his son, his daughter, or his wife. Such a person, until the nifter, the departed, is buried, the relative who's living, is exempt from mitzvahs for one of two reasons. Either because he has the obligation to make sure that the burial happens promptly and properly, and therefore he's considered to be asuk, he's tarred in the mitzvahs, like the chasen, and like even a person who's doing any mitzvah, he's osuk mitzvah, patur in the mitzvahs. The other pshat is that a person whose relative has departed, so out of a kavod hames, out of respect for the dead, he must not do anything else besides focus his thoughts on the loss that he's suffered now, and therefore that exempts him from Kriya Shema. That's, of course, being much more along the lines of the previous Mishnah, that mental occupation with a mitzvah, like the chasen, the bridegroom, before he's consummated his marriage to the virgin, is pater from mitzvahs because he's otherwise meant to be occupied mentally with the mitzvah. So the Mishnah begins, Misha Mesa Mutu Lefanav. If one's deceased is lying before him. But again, it doesn't mean literally before him. It means that one of one's close relatives has passed away and is not yet buried. That person is pater from Kriya Shema, umin a tefillin. Is exempt from Kriya Shema, reciting the Shema, as well as tefillah, prayer, as well as tefillin, the wearing of tefillin. There's actually a braisa in the Gemara that says the exemption extends to all mitzvahs, and many understand these are just examples of important mitzvahs that he's exempt from, but really the person who hasn't buried his relative yet, he's called an onen, and in that state of aninus, he's exempt from all mitzvahs altogether. Worth noting that the din would be, of course, once the deceased has been buried, so then the relative now would be obligated in doing mitzvahs and could do Shema and Tefillah. However, he'll always be pater from Tefillin because on the day when buries his relative, he doesn't wear Tefillin. Tefillin are called Pe'er, one's glory, and one is not in a state to exhibit glory when he is just having buried his close relative. The Mishnah continues on to talk about people who are participating in the funeral procession. The custom was that when a person died, and it's still to this day. So people who do Leviyas Hameis, who escort the dead to burial, so those who are partaking in the Leviya take turns in actually physically carrying the deceased on the bier, B-I-E-R, on a bier, like the funeral bed, if you will. So in Hebrew, it's called a mita. And those who are involved and required still to handle the carrying of the departed on his bier, so they are also a mitzvah, they're involved in a mitzvah, and therefore they're patum in a mitzvah, so they'll be exempt from other mitzvahs. Those who no longer are needed to carry the bier, so they are now obligated at least the mitzvah of Kriya Shema because they can say it. They can set aside for a moment, and say the pasuk of Kriya Shema that requires standing still, just the very beginning, the first pasuk and Baruch Shem Kavod, and then they can continue on walking. Yeah, more on that in a moment, but just see the words inside. The words inside are quite tricky to read. The best way to understand them is to understand the Hebrew words saying regarding one who are nosei hamita v'chilufeyan, ones who carry the bier, v'chilufeyan, those who are their alternates, who take turns carrying the second people to carry, v'chilufey chilufeyan, and the alternates to the alternates, so it'll be the third people taking carrying the bier, eshlefnei hamita, whether they are ahead of the mita, meaning they haven't yet had their chance to carry the bier, eshla achra mita, or those who already are now in the back part of the procession and they've had their chance already to carry the bier and they have had a chance already. Regarding all those people, : the Mishnah says the din is eshla mita sarach behen, if they are still needed by the bier, but by the deceased to be carried, to do the carrying, then p'turim, then those people who are needed, still potentially needed, to carry the deceased on his bier, they are all exempt from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema because they're also a mitzvah and they potter from other mitzvahs. Es she'ein l'mitzvah tzorach behen, but those who are not needed, whether they already had a chance or haven't had a chance, but if they're no longer needed to carry and they don't intend to carry the beer again, then chayavin, they are obligated in Kriya Shema. Elu ve'elu, regardless of whether you are intending to carry again or needed to carry again or not. If you're just participating in the Leviah, escorting the dead, that's a mitzvah all to itself. And everyone who participates in the mitzvah is paturim in the tefillah. They are all exempt from saying Shmona Esrei. So we see here that once they no longer are needed to carry the mace, the deceased, then they have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but they don't have the mitzvah of tefillah. Tefillah meaning the Shmona Esrei prayer. So the Bartanura gives two reasons why. The first reason he gives is because Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's one of the Targum mitzvahs, a mitzvah from the Torah, and therefore a person has to make this effort to say his Kriya Shema as soon as he can. So once he is free, even for moments after no longer being needed by the procession to carry the beer, he can step aside for a moment, say Kriya Shema, and fulfill his mitzvah d'oraisa. As far as the Durabbanan goes of tefillah, Shmona Esrei, that he can forgo the opportunity to do that mitzvah because he's involved in a different mitzvah of simply walking with and escorting the dead. The other pshat that Bartanura gives is that Kriya Shema needs a lesser amount of kavana, at least certainly in terms of quantity, because it extends longer. Much as we saw in the previous parak about the people who are up in the tree, on the scaffolding, on the wall, they have to come down for Shmona Esrei, whereas they can say Kriya Shema up in the tree, etc. So similarly here, it's a similar kind of situation. There's a procession, there's a crowd, there's movement, and that would make it impossible for them to properly have kavana for Shmona Esrei, as opposed to Kriya Shema, which they could just stop for a moment or two, or moments takes to say Kriya Shema properly and then go on.